Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7, hanging out with you. Here this morning, as I am still, I'm in Florida. Blankenbaker back from Maui. We actually won't see each other till Monday. You know,
till Monday. You're gonna be like a totally different person. Like I'm not even sure you're the same guy. And I need like
you think I've been kidnapped.
I need you to tell me something that only you would know to make sure that I'm talking to the real Drew Diener.
Something that only I would know.
Only you and I would know that Birdhead Ryan wouldn't know, or Furniture John wouldn't know, or something like that, that you know, our regular listeners wouldn't know. Because I'm not sure you're the same guy. I'm not convinced.
You need a safety word or something? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. I and I'll know it.
It's one of those ransoms, you know, those fake voice generators to say, you know, yeah, help, you know, help me, send money, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, yeah. I know. You know that picture we have with the Clydesdales?
Yeah.
Your hand's on my butt during that picture.
No, it's not. It's you. It's really you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's so much has changed. I mean, you're a NIL donator. You are
the voice of positivity and reason around here is what I am, damn it.
It's incredible. So, you know, you're just totally different. You're totally different. And you thought you were going to have Dusty May, boring old May.
Yeah, you're right. No, I'm in, and I love that Kelsey. I think now the more I see this, I think he totally did this with the plane tracking on purpose, because, you know, tracking when he left town, back to Clark Reed, this trying to figure out like who. Love my Twitter timeline this morning is filled with air traffic stalking. I love this. I love all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like you're not even worried about losing your coach or like bringing another coach in. Now you're following your coach to where he's going to recruit. It's such a change and illumination of the program that, you know, and it's simple things to do. You know, he doesn't have to make a whole lot of effort to do it, but it's simple and it goes a long way. It just goes
a
long way.
Yes, it does. It's organization. It's a plan. The strength coach is already walking around the streets, according to Rummage. You know, he's our eye on the Floyd Street over there. He's like the John Bull, you know, of our station. He's out there, you know, identifying strength coaches, who they are walking around campus. So,
it's so funny.
You know,
he goes, the College of Charleston. I'm not saying he's our strength coach yet because it hasn't been announced, but the College of Charleston strength coach is walking down Floyd Street wearing a Duncan Cardinal Bird T-shirt. Okay, so I'm.
Yeah,
you can interpret that however you want to, but yeah,
right.
And he hired this guy in April, within a week. Not four.
What
I didn't know you were allowed to do that. I thought you had to wait 4 months.
Oh man. So yeah, we'll see what today brings with him.
Yeah,
I imagine,
you know,
we'll see if he's. I don't know if he's going to the Final Four. Or if he's, you know, we found out it's what the.
Dead period started at midnight, out, so for in-person stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, if we can get Maddox on board today, I think I'd feel really good about that, because then we would have four players And, you know, mm-hmm. you, we could sit, we could, that's my team with four. I feel good about saying that. That's my squad.
That's got four. We got our teams on the court. Yeah,
teams on the court
right there.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm looking at some future odds to make the 12-team college football playoff this year.
Mm.
You want to take a guess what Louisville is to make the college football playoff?
Oh, to make the playoff. Ooh, so there's
to
12.
To make the playoff, yeah, yeah.
80 Power 5 teams, one. Okay, so there's 11 spots of 80. Let's see, probably 6-1.
No, actually, plus 275, so less than 3-1.
Wow.
And there's really tiers with this. If you look at the lines, I'm looking at the lines, BetUS here. You know, like Georgia's minus 900, Ohio State's minus 800. Yeah. I'll tell you what's interesting, that Alabama is like the 10th choice in the, maybe even lower down than that. They're even money. Alabama is because they've had so much roster attrition,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, Kalen DeBoer.
And then from the ones that are favored, so your Georgia, Ohio State, Texas, Oregon, Florida State, Clemson, Notre Dame, Kansas State, Michigan, Ole Miss, Miami, and Utah. They are all minus something. You know, so they're like, you know, thinking horse racing odds, they're worse than even money. They're better than even money. 4-5, whatever have you. Then Alabama and Penn State are even. And then there's a tier of about five teams that are close to the same that Louisville's kind of grouped in with. Tennessee, Arizona, LSU, Kansas, and Missouri are in that 2-1 to 3-1 range, and then it goes way down to 5-1.
Wow.
To Texas A&M and USC, NC State. I find that interesting that Louisville is in that tier. Now they're the last one in that tier of plus 275, but the next closest one to them is plus 500. Think about the Texas A&M budget.
Huge.
And they are twice a long, bigger long shot than Louisville, basically, to make the playoffs.
That's right.
But according, again, this is one. This is on BetUS. I don't know what all the others have. I just happened to stumble across this. And I find that interesting that they're sort of in a group of six. Basically, they're telling you they think somebody out of this group, a Tennessee, Arizona, LSU, Kansas, Missouri, and Louisville, or maybe two out of those, are basically telling you, are going to be in the playoff. And
yeah, you know we don't have any historical data on what
that's interesting
committee will do, you know, or anything like that. But I think it's pretty common in college football for a team in the top 10 to just be way out of the poll by the end of the year. And for some school,
yeah,
that,
oh,
was...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And plenty of those that are favored, right, they're going to fall off in there. You're right. There's going to be... And somebody will pick up the pieces there. But I think that's... That's interesting. Where's Kentucky? Scroll.
See, yeah, let me know what Kentucky's odds are.
Not on the list.
Not listed. Interesting.
Not on the list.
Why you gotta be like that?
I wasn't being like that. Still gotta win the game.
Well, you gotta win the game, and that the other thing is like Louisville's defense. If you really think about Louisville's offense is gonna be totally rebuilt from last year. Like, almost every part of it is going to be different from a year ago. But the defense is mostly intact. And you're also getting MJ Griffin back from injury last year. We lost him in fall camp.
Yeah.
He was our best secondary player. And, you know, and then now he's back. You also have gone and recruited a lot of safeties. Quincy Riley comes back to school. Ashton Gelati comes
You've
back to school.
You've kept your own talent. You've kept Gelati. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You recruited your own roster
right.
better than your opponents did, which matters a lot. But think about this. These are the teams with, you know, almost twice as much or more in some of these instances, longer odds that Louisville to make the playoff. Louisville's basically 2.75-1. Going down this list, I mean, these are the list of schools, and think about the budgets of these schools that are twice as much of a long shot to make the playoff. Texas A&M,
wow.
USC, Oklahoma, Auburn,
wow.
Florida. Think about that. I mean, think about those five schools and their historical advantage they have.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying this doesn't assume they're going to make the playoff, but this is where the program is, you know, in terms of, you know, what the profile is right now for this particular team coming up, that those five schools have spent much more money historically and have had much more success. I'm not even talking about a Nebraska down there that's like in Washington. Oh my gosh, Washington's like +1,000 to make it.
Yeah, well they've lost a ton. Players have transferred to Alabama. Kalen DeBoer. I don't even know who took that job. Who took the job at Washington? I can't even remember off the top of my head. Yeah, but you know.
That out, but that's where having a coach. Oh. If you don't, that's right. If you don't have the dollars that the other schools have, you have to have the coach that can make up for it. That's and right. that, you know, with having Brahm in place there, is the reason that they are in that tier of coaches because, you know, let's face it, if he had no particular affiliation here, we probably wouldn't have him. We certainly wouldn't think we would be able to retain him.
Totally. And, you know, Jeff Brohm said it after the Notre Dame game last year. He said, you know, coaching matters. You know, like we had to come in here as a coaching staff last year, and he had to basically just put together a team with what he had. You know, like, you know, when you take over a football, everybody knows how football is now.
And go do some shopping, too.
He went shopping, but he didn't have the advantage of a lot of sitting head coaches in programs, so it wasn't perfect. You know, but he used the ingredients that he had, and we won 10 games. We played in the ACC championship. And, you know, they fell short, and he's acknowledged that a lot of times. And to me, I'm like, that was way better of a season than I thought we could do in year one. Like, beyond way better. And so now you've been able to work the cycle for
Oh,
I know. Counselor Burns.
Land of unbridled optimism. I was right there. Right there. If they could have gotten that 11 win.
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to be really interesting, but like Texas A&M spent so much money, but they were spinning their wheels because they were not gaining traction with coaching. Now they've got Mike Elko. Mm-hmm. I actually think he's going to do a lot better job at Texas A&M because you know what I think about Mike Elko as a coach, and you put somebody competent in there, you know, it's kind of like what you were saying with basketball. You're like, get somebody who's a really good X's and O's guy who can really coach, and then give them good, you know, the recruiting will take care of itself with the money, and you pair Mike Elko with Texas A&M, that will work in year one. I don't know, but like, you know, Louisville this year, they have a defense. I think they have a better quarterback. I think they need another wide receiver. I like what we did at running back, but I don't know that it's Jawaard Jordan. Jawaard Jordan made our team different. We kind of all saw that. And so,
Though Garindo might have been the more bigger talent as we're seeing from the combine.
Yeah, in the combine, but we also have tight ends now. You know, like we played an entire season without really a bona fide tight end room, and now I feel a lot better where we are at tight end than when we did a year ago. So, you know, let's see how it all comes together. They're going to have practice today. It's going to be an open practice, so fans can get out there and see a team that, you know, probably has the best odds ever to make the, you know, college football playoff that we've ever had in school history.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they've expanded it past the four, but yeah, no, I mean, you're 100%. I mean, that's factual. That they're in there. I just find that to be interesting of those where they put them in those tiers. And then, you know, more interesting even to me are the schools that are, you know, behind them in that. And just
very interesting. Well, you know, Florida, Billy Napier is probably about going to get fired. And his schedule, look up Florida's schedule.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
You don't want to be on the hot seat with that schedule. That's just brutal.
It is worth mentioning almost every time their schedule. I mean, that's got to be pulled up here, the most difficult in the country. I mean, what they are. I mean, okay, here it is. You got Florida, the Gators right there.
That start with Miami.
All right, so Miami, then Samford, then Texas A&M, at Mississippi State, home against UCF, at Tennessee versus Kentucky, and then the fun starts. Georgia, at Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, at Florida State to round out your rival.
Right.
If you are losing early, you ain't going to be around late.
Right. Well, and you also start with Miami while they're still Miami. You know, before they've imploded.
Now, in fairness, if they come out of the gates and they beat Miami, they're obviously going to beat Samford. You know, Florida ought to be, you know, better than Mississippi State in most years. I don't know if that's going to be the case this
year. Texas A&M in year one, yeah.
A&M's in, right, yeah. So you don't necessarily know what A&M's going to be like. They could get off to, I mean, they have the ability to put together a hot start, but they're going to need it. Because when you close with Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, and Florida State, and I'm not even sure there's not even a bye in there. I mean, that's your November schedule. Yeah, all of those teams are on your schedule in November. I mean, again, Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, Florida State.
Yeah, they play November with no byes, and they have the who's who of college football in there. I mean, Ole Miss is the lightest one. Lane Kiffin is the lightest challenge. And you do get him at home. So, you know, crazy. Billy Napier is probably getting fired at the end of the year, you know, and he probably knows that. As soon as the schedule comes out, he's like, all right.
Well,
call
I mean,
a moving company.
Not if you know, look, I don't know that it's in today's era with transfer portal, if it's as easy, I don't think it's as easy to predict. I mean, they, you know, somebody might go in the tank, you know, in there that you don't you know, who knows, you know, the conference always swallows someone whole. Could be them, but might be someone else. But yeah, it's going to be rough potentially for them. But I think, you know, if they win that opener, I think then it's good. Then I think it'll be even more interesting because it's like, okay, if they can beat them, well, they could start out hot. But man, that November schedule is just sick.
It is. It is tough. But, you know, like Louisville, we're going to have to handle our business this year. You know, like it's the same type of deal. There are a lot of games that Louisville should win next year. But, you know, you go on the road against Pittsburgh, you know, and it's something weird happens, you know. Do you yeah. win that game? You know, can you know? I mean, I feel good about how we start. You know, Austin Peay, Jacksonville State. You got to go out there and just, you know, just business like go win those games. But Georgia
Tech,
like
their season doesn't even start till like a month in,
right? But Georgia Tech was a game that we were life and death in, and that was, you know, that was in a neutral site game. I mean, you know, I can't go into any of these games after what I saw last year and be like, yeah, that, you know, that league game's a win. You know, like we're going to have to actually go out there and
I don't
do
know.
It.
Well, I mean, they did it last year. Why would you have less faith this year?
There were a lot of close games, man. I mean, they executed down the stretch. I mean, I think it was an amazing job last year to win those 10 games. I mean, it could have very easily been 7.
I can't take your negative attitude one more season of this. You got to get into the land of unbridled
I'm
optimism.
I'm in the land of unbridled optimism.
I can't.
Optimistic. I just have respect for who we're playing. You know, like SMU, for example, is a top 25 team last year. Returned their quarterback.
I ain't worried about them.
Okay. You weren't worried about Pittsburgh last year either.
Right. And they were also in the ACC championship game last year. So, yeah, I'd say I was pretty right about how they were going to be, you know, how their season was going to go. They weren't going to be perfect, but to win at NC State, I know it's you get credit for winning close games.
Oh, we
know?
Do.
It's not
yeah.
like that.
I mean, I felt terrible
that's
at halftime.
That's the difference between
terrible at halftime of the yeah. NC State football game. Like, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, this sucks. Like, we just didn't show up. And then they showed up in the second half. And then against Virginia. I thought we were going to lose to Virginia. That lowly Virginia team found a way to win. You know, just and almost blew it. The guy, we hit the guy, fumble. The guy, unfortunately, like breaks his neck. And Cam Kelly's like checking on the guy. Meanwhile, the ball's on the ground. The Virginia player, another Virginia
right.
player, picks it up and runs it in for a touchdown. That almost cost us the game. Weird stuff happens, yeah. man. But we figured out a way to go out there and win.
I mean, the road schedule is tougher this year. The road schedule.
Yeah.
I mean, you're at Notre Dame. You're at Kentucky. You're at Clemson. I mean, those are tough road environments, and as you point out many times, at Virginia, weird stuff. They don't, for whatever reason, have not played well historically, you know, down there.
It's
but
strange.
I also think you're going to have a quarterback and a system. I think you can that he's going to be more the system that Jeff wants to run. I also think, by the way, they're probably going to go receiver shopping after spring. Would be my guess, unless somebody really pops up here. I think that's on the to-do list.
Yeah, no, they're a receiver maybe too short. Like, you know, like Ja'Cory
yeah.
Brooks is nice, Chris Bell's nice. I think Colin Lacey will be good, but is Jaden Thompson your fourth receiver? You know, like you got to have.
Yeah, that's why I think they're going shopping.
Somebody
yeah,
else there.
Shopping.
And we saw what it was against USC. Like, USC was very illuminating without Jamari Thrash. You know, what we were, you
yeah.
know, from a receiver perspective.
Yeah, that's why they're going to go shopping on that one. So we'll continue along. 267-9680. Actually, Jimmy Dornerman is going to join us and tell us about running in the sand.
Okay.
We'll get a final verdict there.
Perfect.
From him, because I am curious about that as well. As we roll along here, don't forget our friends out at Louisville Furniture. If you need furniture, it's pretty simple to remember. Louisville, city you live in, furniture, what you need. LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com is the website as well. But with furniture, you want to go out, you want to, you know, you're going to sit on the sofa and say, all right, am I going to be in this sofa marriage for 10 years or longer? Because when you get a couch, that's marriage. That's, you know, probably longer than most marriages. It's a get out there to Louisville Furniture with anything. Thing you need for furniture inside your home, a bed set, again, Max's entire bedroom came from there, my chest of drawers came from there, whatever you need, they've got, and they've got it in stock more than likely in their huge warehouse. That means it can be in your home in a matter of days, and of course they can do whatever custom work you need. They'll talk to you about all that, but it's Louisville Furniture, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com, or go see them out there on North English Station Road between Double Dogs and Blind Squirrel.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is.
We're in this together.
With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. with video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting, fishing, loving every day.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That's good. It's good, Chase. That's good. I'm not hunting, though, every day. I was fishing.
Yeah, but, you know, the song can't be perfect.
Happy hunting.
No, but here, oh my gosh, I meant to get you, I needed to enlist the audience help on this because I, you know, one of our prizes for the bracket challenge is the animal noisemaker.
Yeah.
I know I'm not using the proper term there. And so I can't think of a better prank than to have that outside someone's house and be like, hey, there's a story of like a coyote on the loose around here.
I love it.
Be careful.
Yeah.
And then, or, you know, or a bear
or something.
Like, I don't know what would be, I mean, what would be the animal I should use? Because I mean, this thing is
cougar.
Unbelievable.
Cougar.
That's me. That's what I hunt. That's
I mean, come on. Yeah, there's these.
That's all it took. If that's all it took, I'd be walking around with that thing around my neck.
Yeah, you just what attracts a cougar? What noise attracts a cougar? Yeah. Brian
Drake's
Blank?
On a Friday.
Yeah.
No.
Give me the Drake's tots.
Yeah. But like seriously, what should be the animal of text line? Help me out. What would be believable?
Coyote would be
like
interesting.
Off the beaten half, beaten path here in Florida. Yeah, coyote.
Oh, in Florida.
That's what I was
Florida.
Thinking. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't
All
know.
Right, let's see. That's predators and.
You know what?
Florida.
I should probably ask our friends at Fish and Wildlife this question. Since
predators in Florida.
Kind of have
there
an idea.
Are Florida black bears. There are Florida panthers.
Okay.
There are bobcats and coyotes.
Okay.
This
okay.
is in Sarasota okay. County, though. So you, what county are you in? Do you know?
Walton, I think.
Yeah, let's do that. Walton County. Walton County.
Walton, because that's where our guy, our great, you know, the sheriff that we had on.
Gosh, the first thing it does is I did predator in Florida, Walton County. And it says sex offenders in Walton County. And it's listed by name. I'm like, great.
You could have left that. You could have editorialized that out. Chris Hansen.
Oh,
Scott. Yeah. I mean, the bobcat. What we got? Let me see. Aggressive bobcat. Bobcat in heat. Hang on. I mean, so come on. This would be a great prank. I just got to figure out which one, you know, to use. So you got your.
They have alligators. There are bears in Walton County.
Yeah, but alligators. What's an alligator sound? Let me come on.
I don't know, but there are bears. So
bears. Okay. Okay.
There are bears in Walton County.
Okay.
Let me see what else.
Let's see. You get the bear. Got a bear cub in distress.
Gopher tortoises. I don't think. There's like cranes and there's tortoises. It looks like the only like
yeah, but that's not gonna scare. Like I mean, like I think you got to tell
there's
like
snakes, lots of snakes.
Yeah, but you're missing the point. I can't. It's this thing can't make a snake noise.
I'm only looking at natural predators in Walton County, Florida. Oh, that's what I'm looking
okay,
for.
Okay,
bear.
But that would be also. Yeah, that would also have a sound effect we could use this for.
It's got, know, I mean, it's bears not, like the only one. Bears like the only one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think there's
right.
any panthers or
no
cougars.
No
wolves. Wolves in Walton County, Florida. I love that. You know there is
that
a,
might be it right there.
Here you
that
go.
That might be it.
There is a Seacrest Wolf Preserve. What you can say?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Is
there
that
we go. Now we're talking.
there are wolves on the loose that got out of the preserve, and they are, they're kind of, you know, they're very curious, and they're used to being fed, like hand fed, so they will approach humans. So if
there
you don't have
we go,
food,
Mark Blanket Baker. You know, that's what I'm talking about right yeah. there. Yes, you, and all these kids left all this. Oh, I got to turn it off. All these kids left all of this food out. Yeah. See, now we're building a narrative.
You
now
need to play
talking.
That during the NC State game on Saturday.
Yeah, the Wolfpack.
The Wolfpack, yeah. Baby. We got to get them howling. Yeah. Everybody should be howling. We gotta, let's go. Come on, Keats, baby. I cannot wait to see DJ Burns. It's going to be great.
I know. I can't either. I just hope he can. Man, I hope somebody can make it a close game here. We got Jimmy Dorneman from Ellis and Bodenhausen here with us. No animal. We don't have any sound effects for you, but we do have some questions. So good morning, Jimmy. How's it going?
Good morning, guys. It's going good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Doing great. I wanted to ask you, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier, running on the beach. Does that good idea, bad idea for injury? What's the story there? Because John Bull was saying that he felt like that it actually helped strengthen your running. And I'm like, I don't know. I think it's how you get injured. But what do you say?
I think it's how you get hurt. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. We don't treat too many beach runners here in Louisville, Kentucky. But the last time I yeah. did it, my hips came out, my hips rotated, my back hurt, my feet hurt, my legs hurt.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine people come back from spring break with spring break injuries, right? I mean, I imagine people are doing, you know, stuff that whether it's running or whether it's something on the beach. I would think people come back and you guys are pretty busy next week.
I'm assuming Monday is going to be a pretty popular day in clinic on that walk-in clinic because yeah. I think everyone's going to try some things they didn't normally do for the last 6 to 8 months, and then the golfing swing came back out, the running came back mm-hmm. out, road. So we shall see what happens Monday morning, but definitely I think running on the beach, hey, besides getting sand everywhere, you might have some plantar fasciitis like you dealt with, you might get some shin splints, mm-hmm. you might get some low back pain.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what I was sort of, you know, that was my line of thinking on that. So Jimmy Dorn with us here, Ellis and Bodenhausen. So let's just tell everybody, you know, what they can do if they do get injured.
If you do get injured, we're more than happy to see you same day for most patients. If not, we can see you next day. But we have those walk-in clinics every Monday at our East Point, Dixie, and St. Matthew's office. We also have rehab. Anything you need, if you need recovery, come in and see us. The laser is here now. Shockwave therapy is here. Dry needling, cupping. Anything you need to get you back into the game or what you want to do in life, we're here to help you get there.
Jimmy Dornan with us here, Ellison and Bodenhausen, as we roll along with you here. But, okay, the other part about running, you know, we were talking about as well, if you're doing on the beach, sometimes you're running at like an angle, you know, not a severe angle, but I feel like I'm – if I feel myself being at like even just a little bit, you know, of the slope of the terrain, I feel like that's going to cause an injury. Maybe it's a total bad theory, but it just feels like at some point that's going to cause an injury.
No, I feel like you're right on the money there. The last time I ran on the beach, we were in Costa Rica, and I did that, and then I had to go back to the hotel and get a massage because my back was out. So definitely injuries can happen, but the beach is such a nice place. You got to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What this time of year, like you say, everybody's all anxious to get outside. They've been cooped up. Take it slow is always great advice. Nobody ever follows it. But what would be the next piece of advice be?
I mean, the biggest things I tell people is if you're going to go out and get active, make sure you're properly hydrated. Get the water intake up. You're going outside, even if you don't feel like you're sweating, your body's using that water and those electrolytes. So make sure you're properly hydrated. Make sure you get a warm up, even though you're not gonna at least take a lap or two to jog around before you try to go full out on the pickleball courts or the golf course or something like that. And then stretch and cool down. That's the biggest three components that I can say will help you prevent injuries. If you're properly hydrated, if you get a warm up, and if you cool down correctly.
What's a good cool down look like, Jimmy?
You can do anything from walking and dynamic stretching, so walking a little bit, holding your quad, doing some toe touches, or even static stretching. My best thing is everyone should invest in a foam roller. Foam rolling is hands down the best way for you to cool down, elongate those muscles, get through those tissue trigger point and just feel better overall the next day.
Huh, I like that. And those are pretty cheap too, right? I mean, you can get those for rather inexpensively.
Yeah, I mean, I think under $15, you don't have to get fancy ones with spikes or anything like that. Just get a nice, easy foam roller that's comfortable but will do the job for you and just work kind of unlocking the body. Like I always tell our patients, we go from our mid-back, we do 10 rolls, stop wherever you feel a trigger point for 4 seconds and continue to roll, and we'll just do 10 rolls on every section going down from our back, our glutes, our hamstring, calves, quads, IT band, groins, you name it, you can foam roll it, and that you'll definitely feel better for you. Your body will thank you.
All right. Well, again, Ellison Bodenhausen, they can show up. Again, let's give everybody the particulars. You know, if they're injured now here on spring break, or if something happens over the weekend, when can they get in to see you, and how do they do it?
You guys can do walk-in anytime from 8 to 9:30 at our three locations, the East Point, the Dixie, or the St. Matthews office, or you can give us a call, and we will get you worked in same day with our physicians that are leading the way in orthopedic care for you.
All right, Jimmy. Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have fun on vacation.
Appreciate it, Jimmy. Jimmy Dornan with us here. As we roll along, it's going to enbortho.com, and you will find out more on that. I was just scrolling. I was trying to look for some injuries, yeah. And I scrolled down, and I see Texas Tech's quarterback is out for the rest of spring with an injury. And it's ironic that Shuck, you know, who's here, was there, and that, yeah, so now they're going to be, probably scrambling here for see if they can find anybody unhappy in the transfer portal at the QB position.
Wow, yeah, no, that's going to be tough. And, you know, you have that next round of portaling that'll be happening as spring practices conclude. I think Louisville will lose a handful of guys in the portal, you know, and then they'll be going to shop around for some guys in the portal. And what'll be,
and you never know, some of these guys might boomerang back too that have left before, you know. I mean, I think that's going to be another interesting phenomenon. I've heard of one in particular that's been here before that might be boomeranging back.
I have two. And then, you know, some of these younger guys, you know, they were freshmen last year. They redshirted. They're going through their spring practice. They're hoping to hit the depth chart, and they're not there. And then, how do they take that? You know, so, there's lots of guys, but so there's opportunity there for Texas Tech to replace yet another quarterback. So that's, we'll see what happens there. Maybe it's about Texas Tech. Maybe it's not Tyler Shuck. Maybe it's Texas Tech.
Yeah.
He's getting married on Saturday.
I don't know.
Did you see quickly about The Athletic? I sent it to you last night. The 18,
I never had a chance to read it. Go ahead.
Division for football that they're talking about doing for college football, basically the five major conferences, and then eight new divisions of 10. And so basically what you would do is you would have a 9-game league schedule within that 10. You'd play 3 out of your division, and it would be one big contract, television contract, and then doing a natural playoff of 16 out of there, where those 80 would have a division winner and a wild card, and then you'd just go play the playoff there. Have you seen that?
Well, I mean, you'd have to get a lot of conferences to agree on a lot of things to make this happen, right?
Yeah, so the ACC and the Big 12 heard the proposal in February, and they had a scheduled meeting with the Big 10 and the SEC. Scheduled, it got canceled, but, like, this is, like, some seriously heavy hitters, like, are pushing for this. I don't think you can get college football to get organized like this. They were going to have relegation. They're going to have all sorts of other stuff. So, like, Vanderbilt and Rutgers, if they're sucking, and Toledo's playing great, they go up and go down, and, you know, it'd be all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah, I just hard for me to see. I mean, that requires everybody working together for the common good, which is just not something that they ever do in college football.
No.
I mean, it's like...
Ever.
It's just... Yeah, nobody ever does what's the best thing you could do for the sport. Yeah. You know,
Tony Petitti, nobody's going to cede any advantage. Like, it goes beyond human nature. And right now, Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti do that, or they have it, and so they're not going to give it up for the greater good of the sport. They won't.
No.
They work for the greater good of of their leagues. And also, it makes them less important. You know, like, yeah, that's the other thing. It works against their purpose.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea. It just requires people to work together for the better product, and that's just not what people do. They want to keep the most money.
Definitely.
Whatever. Hey. But, hey, well, I'll let you have the wheels of steel tomorrow. You'll be you can just take this train off the track however you like. So who got in with you tomorrow?
Well, I haven't asked anybody yet, so we'll see what Rummage has.
Like Lightsey's over there raising his hand.
If Lightsey wants to come in, Rummage is right here, so I'll probably just ask him out of convenience. No. But if he's not available, I'll go to Lightsey. If he's not available, I'll go to Lieberman. You know, so we'll see what happens. Maybe Keith Pointer will be around. We'll find out.
Yeah. All right, well, that'll do it for me. I'll if anybody has any good more pranks to play on these teenagers with this, machine, I'm all for a good tale, y'all. All right, we'll talk to you later.